Thank you, Ambassador. Good morning. You caught me by surprise. Señor presidente, por ser esta la primera intervención de mi delegación, permítame saludarlo a usted y a su equipo y asegurarle la participación constructiva de mi delegación en estos debates. Agradecemos también el apoyo y guía que hemos recibido de la Unidad de Apoyo a la Implementación y en particular de su directora, señora Sheila Mwemba, y su equipo, y por cierto, UNODA y la señora Silvia Mercoliano y su equipo. Siguiendo su solicitud de realizar intervenciones breves y sintéticas, pasaremos a abordar los aspectos sustantivos del ítem 5 de la agenda provisoria que nos ha facilitado. Al respecto, en relación al documento Examen del Funcionamiento y la Situación de la Convención en el periodo 2016 a 2020, parte primera. And now I switch to English. Paragraph 3. Complete the figures. 122 states have committed themselves to the goals of the convention. 109 have become full state parties through ratification or accession. 13 signatories are still to ratify the convention. Paragraph 4, update the figures. 30 states have joined the CCM. But went back to 2 in 2019 and 2020. In 2020, Sao Tome and Principe ratified and Niue exceeded the CCM, bringing the numbers of state parties to its current level of 109. Paragraph 7. Although this paragraph is quite accurate and fact-based, we would caution against being held captive to our own failed aspirations. 113 states parties by the second review conference was set as goal, taken into account the fast-paced joining rate, and it was supposed to hold, but it didn't. This is why, as the Philippines ambassador rightly stated, as coordinators for universalizations, Chile and the Philippines have come up with a working paper titled The Way Ahead, which we will present at a later stage. Paragraph 8, review the countries listed. Paragraph 11, participation in annual meetings of states parties of the convention by states not parties. Review country listed. Paragraph 20C, challenges highlighted since the first review conference. And we would suggest to add at the end, taken into account that universalization is a collective obligation under the convention. Paragraph 20 to 27, the challenges to universalization have been highlighted in the universalization way forward paper I just mentioned. Paragraph 28, letters C and 29, update information, three states parties, Maldives, Sao Tome, Principe, and Niue. We would like to ask until when, this is a question for the Secretariat, please, until when can a state party submit its initial report taken into consideration the upcoming RevCon? Paragraph 36, seek clarification as to elaborate on the report and fatigue. Which reporting fatigue are you referring to? We are under the understanding that states parties with operative obligations report regularly, while those with nothing new to report are the ones bringing the reporting rate down. Would it be possible to establish a simplified process in case there is nothing new to report in this regard? Paragraph 38, update figures. Three states parties declared completion, Mozambique, Croatia, and Montenegro. Congratulations to them. Further in the text, 10 states parties have outstanding clearance obligations under Article 4. Paragraph 39, update figures. Three other states parties, Bosnia-Herzegovina, Chile, and Lebanon, indicated that they would not meet their initial 2021 deadlines. Chile is currently asking for 1 year, not 5 years. Paragraph 49, see clarification as to what is meant with the next sentence. This aspect was not comprehensively assessed in the context of the work of the convention during the period under review, whilst the inability to track progress might be addressed in future through Article 7 reporting. We are not sure what this sentence or this paragraph is referring to. Thank you so much, Chair.